BC Today, presented by Paul Bunning Communications, I'm Brian Schultz. The Beaver football team will host in the second round of the NCAA playoffs, while the Beaver soccer team has their season come to a close. Details next on BC Today on the Beaver Radio Network.
Are you tired of waiting for your internet to catch up with your life? Switch to GigaZone Internet from Paul Bunyan Communications. You'll be connecting to one of the largest rural all-fiber optic networks in the country with internet speeds up to a mind-blowing 10 gig. And with Paul Bunyan Communications, you're not just getting speed, you're getting reliability, local customer service, and you share in our success. Upgrade your internet game today. Call, click, or stop by our office in Bemidji or Grand Rapids and join the fiber optic revolution with GigaZone Internet from Paul Bunyan Communications.
For BC Today, presented by Paul Bunning Communications, I'm Brian Schultz. Some good news and some bad news from the weekend. The good news, the Beaver football team will host Central Washington this Saturday at Chet Anderson Stadium in the second round of the NCAA tournament. Both teams had upsets in the first round. Beavers knocked off Texas Permian Basin 10-3 on Saturday. Lone touchdown for Mike Wanamaker.
Alt fakes to Booker, rolls to his right, fires toward the end zone. It is caught, and it is a touchdown! Mike Wanamaker on the receiving end.
Bemidji State will host Saturday beginning at 1 o'clock. Tickets on sale, bsubeavers.com. The bad news? Beaver soccer team had their season come to a close. Lost in the second round of the NCAA tournament. Lost to Emporia State 2-1. Beavers got an early goal in the 17th minute by Kenzie Herr. Emporia would answer in the 29th minute and get the game winner in the 76th minute. Beavers end their season 13-4-6 overall, making the national tournament for the fourth straight year. That's BC Today, presented by Paul Bunning Communications. I'm Brian Schultz for the Beaver Radio Network.